When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on Love That Voiceover, where we explore the people and projects behind the microphone in depth.
This is Jim Meskimen as Morgan Freeman saying,
keep listening to Love That Voiceover. You'll be glad you did.
Brought to you by voiceover artist Rebecca Michaels Haw, also known as Love That Rebecca. Hey, all you sexy, fabulous, beautiful people listening to Love That Voiceover. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rebecca, and I have with me the fantastic, incredibly talented voiceover actor,
Yes. Chewy. Chewy. Yeah, call me that. Yeah, even though I am Jewish, you can call me Chewy Kamen. Yeah, it's Chewy Kamen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm changing my name because Love That Rebecca. And it's Rebecca Michaels is Hot. If you say your name real fast, Rebecca Michaels is Hot. It sounds like Rebecca Michaels is Hot. I don't know why she put it on there. She wants people to know she's hot. So, I mean, she has that little birthmark on there with the blonde hair. She is the Marilyn Monroe of the voiceover world, ladies and gentlemen. Rebecca Michaels is Hot. Rebecca Michaels is Hot. So just say it real fast and it sounds like you're saying Rebecca Michaels is hot. I don't know why she did that, but hey, go figure.
Don't ever mess with a comic. It's Rebecca Michaels Haw.
Yeah, Rebecca Michaels is hot.
And it's
it sounds like Rebecca Michaels is hot. Okay, Rebecca Michaels is hot. I'm sure she has some listeners that think she is hot.
Joey.
Yes.
Kamen. Joey. Not Jerry.
Not Chewy.
That was horrible. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It was pretty funny, actually.
I wanted to mention that Joey has been the opening act for the Pointer Sisters, Richard Pryor, and Marvin Gaye. This guy I'm talking to, huh? Oh, this guy is something else, huh?
You know,
Kamen. Filmmaking credits include, wait a minute.
No problem.
Writer, director, producer, and actor for Bernie, A Love Story, about a man and his mattress. And you won the Bronze Award at the Houston International Film Festival for that. I just wanted to reintroduce my friend, Joey.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that Joey has done, among all the other things, is ADR. Audio dialogue replacement.
Okay. Audio dialogue replacement.
Yeah.
For those, and I've done that for films, and for, I'm not going to mention the films, but for what it is when you go to a movie, say you go to a big action adventure movie and you see a guy sword fighting and stuff. When they're on set, they're not going, ugh! I mean, you have to replace that dialogue. So, I mean, there's about 15 guys in a room going, ah,
ah, ah. The sound has to be replaced because on the set, when they're doing all the scenes and all the cinematography, the sound doesn't come across really well, even if it's natural sound, because all these other things are happening. So they
Correct.
Do audio dialogue replacement.
For an actor, maybe they'll be like an actor who on set, his accent was fine, but they want to replace it with more articulation or whatever. I've replaced, you know, actors' voices sounding similar to them but more articulate, or whatever the director wants me to do, that sort of thing.
Okay.
You know, in fact, there's a story from many, many years ago where the movie Tarzan, what was called Greystoke, they replaced what's-her-name's dialogue.
Careful now.
Yeah, you know, they replaced what's-her-name, Annie McDowell's, an entire voice was replaced by Glenn Close for the whole movie.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. That's like, you could Google that and find that, sure. As Glenn Close replaced Annie McDowell's entire voice through the whole movie.
Incredible.
You know, that happens, too. In fact, there was that action-adventure movie with that there was a kick-butt girl who was like a martial arts expert, and she was in this Steven Soderbergh movie just recently. I forget the name of it. It was an action-adventure movie. They replaced all her dialogue with another actress. Because they didn't like her performance. So they can, her voice performance. They liked her kick and butt performance, but they didn't like her voice performance. So her voice was replaced with another actress. You know?
takes a lot of skill to be able to do that. So another aspect of Joey.
Yeah, and it's also it's also called looping.
Looping, right.
Your listeners probably don't know that.
Probably, but it's a good way to kind of put the two things together. ADR and looping are pretty much the same thing. Good point. We'll take a real quick break and be right back. Hello, this is Ida, and Ida loves Rebecca, like you probably do, loving that Rebecca. Want to listen to the show via iTunes, make your life easier. Hook it up through the iTunes store, look up Love That Voiceover, three words, Love That Voiceover, it's not so hard, is it? And then download it and put it on all your devices, so when you're portable, so is Love That Voiceover. Oh, internet, it's so wonderful. All right, let's jump back in. Moving to something that's very close to Joey's heart and my heart is some advice that Joey would like to share with people in the industry that might be searching for services, coaching, training in voiceover. And, well, I'll just let you take it from here.
Well, I'm very dismayed about all the so-called teachers and schools they have out there for teaching people to do voiceover because, you know, I guess I was lucky because I started out in a different era and a different time where, you know, I had a real deal teacher, someone who, you know, worked in the industry and also was a good teacher. Because a lot of people, I don't even know if I would be a good teacher, to be honest with you. I mean, it's hard.
It's hard. So,
I mean, but there are people out there that, you know, that have no credits whatsoever in the industry, or they have one credit or two credits, and all of a sudden they open up a school or a teaching institute, and all of a sudden they're the authority on voiceover, and people go and take these classes, and they think it's legit,
right?
You know, but it might be to them. Maybe they're getting something out of it. I don't know, but it's just one of my pet peeves. I just don't like it. You know, it's like, would you go to?
Well, one of the things.
Would you go to someone who said who didn't go to school to be a surgeon, but they're saying they're a surgeon and they're charging you just as much as the surgeon? Would you go to them as opposed to a real surgeon who went to school for 12 years and has the experience? I mean, maybe that's a bad analogy, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, you got to go with the real deal. And maybe you're in a state or a country where you don't have that. And the only advice I would have, say you're in a small town and you want to explore voiceover, find the local guy who's maybe the radio guy or the announcer guy in town. Email him, call him up, say, look, I'm a young voiceover talent. I want to get into voiceover. Take him to lunch. Say, I want to buy you lunch. Let me pick your brain. Let me ask you questions. Because they're dying to talk. You know, they're dying to talk. Oh, I mean, that's something that's recommended by, I think, Dale Carnegie or whoever, or all the, you know, the self-help people. Just go do that. See if it's for you. You don't even know it's for you. Don't spend thousands of dollars on classes and equipment, and you don't even know if you can do it without knowing what your competition is and what's out there. I mean, research. Just don't sign up because someone told you that you have a great voice.
That you have a nice voice. One of the other tips I wanted to offer with that in mind of calling up somebody in your local area and taking them out to lunch or breakfast or whatever is, you know, what you can do is if you do make a good connection, you know, ask if you can shadow somebody. If you aren't familiar with the process, even if you're an adult but you're entering a new career, there's nothing wrong with saying, can I shadow you for like half a day or, you know, and then I'll take you, you know, lunch after the first half of your day's over and treat you to that. And, you know, just to be able to see what somebody goes through in their day, because it's not only the voicing and the recording in front of the mic, but there's a lot of stuff that people have to do to run their own business, which includes, you know, practicing and cool stuff, but also there's some paperwork and some other kind of work that you have to do. So actually getting to know somebody and be in someone's presence is actually a really awesome way to get a sense of things. Would you agree with that, Joey?
Yes. I agree with that 100%. And just be careful. I mean, you don't even know if it's for you. A lot of people get into the voice. I do voiceover because I love it. I absolutely love it. I love almost all the aspects of it. You know, I didn't get into it because I wanted to make money. Some people think they can just walk into an industry. They have these huge distorted egos. They think they can just walk into an industry and make millions of dollars. I mean, there's very few players in any industry.
Or just distorted ideas.
Right.
Or just distorted impressions, you know.
Right, right. You have no idea what's going on in the world, you know. I mean, it's, and I'm come from the world of Los Angeles voiceover. So, I mean, my world's a little bit different than your world if you're in a small city somewhere. So, I mean.
Right.
To each his own. You know,
so one of the things if you and I are to sit down and say, okay, Joey, you know, you and I are both against when people are just out there trying to get new people's money, right. You know, and they're really not offering anything. So what are some of the pointers that we could offer some people to think about when they're approaching a coach or a school for voiceover training?
Find out their resume. What have they done? Are they a working voiceover actor? First, number one, are they a working voiceover actor? And what are their credits? Where did they do it? You know, just because someone gave you their name and did their class and tells you how great they are doesn't mean they're great at all. You know, maybe to that person they were. The person doesn't know any better.
Right.
You know, so really, I would check out their credits first. I mean, I would not go to a person who doesn't have any credits. Or someone that's an engineer, you know. Okay, so what? You have a technical ability. Doesn't mean you have a teaching ability, you know. This is not a joke, even though it sounds funny. My cat literally has more credits than some of these teachers. I kid you not. And the reason my cat has some of these,
what?
My cat has credits on IMDb because there was this series of, I didn't know what anime was, you know. I just thought it was a really low-paying gig. So I said, I don't want to put my name on this. So I put my cat's name on it. And my cat has like a half dozen credits on IMDb. And it's like in their big anime thing.
Oh, my God.
And so I didn't know what anime was. I go, oh, what is it? This doesn't pay anything. You know?
Wow.
You know, but it was fun to do. Yeah, the cat had more credits than some of these teachers out who run schools. So, I mean, it
okay,
was kind of...
So check Joey's cat's name. What is your cat's name?
Do you really want to know his name?
Did you really put the credits on IMDb?
No, I didn't put them up there. They put them up there because they said, what name, you write on the sheet of paper, what name do you want to use? And I just put, you know, the cat's name on there, and then it ended up on IMDb, and he has his own page.
So if people go and check out the cat's name on IMDb and put the teacher that they're considering, if the cat's credits are longer, it's not a good deal.
It's not a good deal. Yeah, it's not a good.
Okay, well, 6 credits or more, we're saying, is a good, at least a baseline.
Well, but whatever. Make sure they're not just not in the, they have to be in the voiceover field. I mean, I've seen people who have credits that are not even in the voiceover field and they're teachers. You know, but that's another thing, you know, maybe they have good advice, you know, because the whole thing is with teachers, you know, those who can't, well, you know, I mean, those who can't teach gym. What did Woody Allen say? Those who can't teach gym. you know, maybe they you can take advice. I mean, people read books and they give advice and everything. They take all the pointers from everybody else and put it into a class. I mean, Anthony Robbins does that. He doesn't have any life experience in business, owning businesses and stuff. His business is self-help. What he did was to take everything from everybody else and put it together, and a lot of people benefit from that. So maybe it does work. People can read a bunch of books and take all the snippets and stuff that other voice talent have written about and put it into a package and sell it to you. And that's really what you're getting. But hey, if it works for you, you know, cool.
It's a really a mixed bag out there. And getting advice, you have to really qualify who you're getting advice from and what you're getting advice about. So I would go back to what I originally said again and reemphasize that when you're thinking about getting coaching, joining a class, any of these things to try to advance your career through training or coaching, what you need to think about is, you know, evaluate yourself, do a self-evaluation, and be honest with yourself, be frank with yourself, try to be clear about where you're at and what you want to try to accomplish when you're getting this training or coaching, because that's what you need to present to these people, and you want to get a vibe with them that they get it and that they can really help you, and you need proof of that. Part of that is about their credits. Part of that is also about their business reputation. So you need to ask around. You need to ask 3 people that you think would really provide you factual or practical advice that you trust, that know you, 3 people that know you to advise you on this coach that you're considering once you've narrowed it down to somebody. And then at least you have a strong bet of not getting ripped off, because really that's where Joey and I are coming from.
Right.
We're just not wanting you to get ripped off.
Yeah, I have nothing against these people. People need to make money, but they also need to have ethics and be a little bit human. Don't rip people off, you know.
Right. And They're out there, folks. People are ripping people off. So just beware. Buyer beware. Caveat emptor.
Oh, now I know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's really important that people are focused on what the result needs to be for them and not just grabbing anybody who says they can help you. You need to do your research, keep your brain on, keep the synapses firing so that you're focusing on things intelligently when you're looking for help and that you will do it in a smart way. Okay, I've just given out my best approach at trying to help people with this question because there are so many people asking for this question.
People just want your money. So, I mean, but it's that way in any industry. I mean, even the acting schools, I mean, in Hollywood, I mean, there's some really good acting schools out there, improv schools that they, you know, go to teachers who've been working constantly and doing that and have a passion for sharing their knowledge, not people who just want to take your money. Okay, I'll stop now. That's enough.
Right. Okay. And with that, we'll come back with Joey. Until next time. Thanks for listening to LoveThatVoiceOver.com. Lots of love to you, you sexy, beautiful, adorable person. Take care.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!